This year, the Washington legislature has welcomed a record number of Black lawmakers. The increasing diversity comes in the wake of last year's civil rights protests and demands for racial justice. It also comes as the governor and majority Democrats in the legislature say a focus on equity will drive their decision-making. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
The summer of 2020 has been described as a summer of racial reckoning. It followed high-profile police killings of Black people like Breonna Taylor and George Floyd. Across the country, people took to the streets and in Olympia.
Black lives matter.
They gathered on the steps of the state capitol. Speakers at this June rally, like Pastor Helen Sadler, called for elected leaders to be accountable to the people.
Governor, we need to hear your voice. We voted you in. Now speak for the people.
Now, nearly 8 months later, the crowds are gone, but the legislature is back in session, at least virtually, and police reform is a top priority of Governor Jay Inslee and majority Democrats in the legislature. There are also proposals to make Juneteenth a state holiday, commemorating the emancipation of enslaved Black Americans, and to end the practice of using credit scores to set insurance rates, something Inslee recently compared to the historic practice of redlining.
It's just wrong. It is just wrong to use that sort of discriminatory basis to jack up people's insurance rates in the state of Washington. It's time for us to right that wrong.
This focus on equity comes at the same time the Washington legislature is more diverse than ever. This year, there are 9 Black lawmakers, including Tawana Nobles, who's the first Black state senator in a decade.
What I love already about the increased diversity is, even though I'm the only Black person on the Senate side, we, for I think the first time ever, have a bicameral Black members caucus. It's all the Black House members, plus they invited me.
Now, Nobles says one of her priorities is to invite more people of color to participate in the legislative process. Another new Black member of the legislature is State Representative Jamila Taylor. She says she's focused on ensuring that talk of equity translates into action.
It's a new muscle that some of our legislators are exercising, and it's going to take some time to really get that into action and solidified as part of our body of work.
Speaker of the House Lori Jenkins acknowledges the hard work ahead. She says her goal is to make sure the legislative process, not just the laws that are passed, is more equitable.
It's about a sense of belonging for every single person and every voice.
To that end, Jenkins has convened a Speaker's Equity Council to advise her. Jenkins spoke at Seattle City Club's legislative preview. At that same event, House Republican leader J.T. Wilcox said his members, too, take seriously their representation of diverse communities. He noted many of Washington's tribes are in parts of the state represented by Republican lawmakers.
We're very aware of the responsibility that we have to represent those tribal communities.
Same, he said, with Washington's Latino communities. This year, Wilcox named State Representative Alex Ibarra to serve as the ranking Republican on the House Education Committee. And Wilcox says he told Ibarra,
"Your job is not to do the status quo. It is to shake things up and be a voice for your community."
While the Republican legislative caucuses in Washington are still almost entirely white, the Democratic caucuses are quickly becoming more diverse. State Senator Joe Wynn, who's Vietnamese American, says the change has been noticeable just in the 2 years since he took office. He says now there's enough diversity to hear a diversity of opinions among the members of color.
It's a good problem to have, having so many members that are in this caucus now, where we can have these robust conversations.
Conversations he hopes lead to real changes that make the state more equitable. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.